Earth and Sky.
One of the big challenges that our country is facing has to do with the state of our water. And the big questions that we are all grappling with, not only in Texas, but throughout the United States, are where's it going to come from, who's going to get it, and what's the quality of the water that they want to get.
You're listening to Carter Smith of Texas Parks and Wildlife. He's concerned about the health of a river called the Colorado, not the one in the Grand Canyon, but the Colorado that flows through Texas. This river has been invaded by a non-native tree called salt cedar.
It's invading our watersheds and impacting the water quality and water health along many courses in the state.
Easterners imported salt cedar in the early 1800s, and now it's spread across the western United States, where this invasive plant is choking river ecosystems. Salt cedar is hardy, and each plant can absorb up to 200 gallons of water a day. But scientists are trying out a new weapon to get rid of it.
There is a beetle that is being introduced, which is a natural biological control of salt cedar.
They just want to make sure the benefits outweigh potential problems.
One of the things that we want to make sure of is when species is brought in as a biological control, that it does not itself become a problem.
This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.